Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The manager of the New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Can you legally or in any other way shed anything on Armand for us right now?
No. And really, I don't know much at all. You know, this is a Major League Baseball issue that they're investigating now, so I don't even think they have their findings. All we know is, you know, he's in administrative leave and, you know, not available. So I haven't had any contact with Domingo today or anything.
Were you aware of this before today yourself?
I was not.
Okay.
I mean, this is, you know... this is a Major League Baseball issue that they go through and investigate.
Is the postseason in any question, or is it too early to even speculate?
I don't even know that because I don't know what their findings will be, and frankly, I don't think they know what their findings are. So I think we have to proceed like it's possible that he will not be, but you know, I really don't know.
All right, and I understand that. Well, let's just move on from him until we get some more information. There's even conflicting reports right now, so who knows? All right, Severino, you had to be thrilled with what you saw, right?
Yes. It was another good step for him in what's been I kind of feel like a really good 6 to 8 weeks for him as far as from the first time he got on the mound to throw a side. I felt like he's been building really solid momentum. All the way through I thought he got better each time in his rehab starts, and I thought he was better for us the other night. And what I really liked was, you know, obviously coming back to the big leagues and the adrenaline and all that goes with that. You know, he had velocity with his fastball, but I thought the command of that pitch and him staying within his delivery and all that, I thought he flashed some really good secondary pitches, and I think anyone that saw that would have to be encouraged by what they saw.
All right. Betances, strange finish to his year.
Yeah. I mean, just bummed out for D. Worked hard to get back. Obviously had a nice first game back for us facing a couple hitters, and then a fluke thing happens with the Achilles, and he did get his second opinion, and the second opinion also does not recommend surgery and doesn't think that he's going to need surgery, which is a good thing. That doesn't mean it's completely ruled out. He'll be reevaluated in another 4 weeks. He'll be in the walking boot and on crutches and stuff. So hopefully he can avoid surgery, and it'll be a shorter rehab, obviously, but obviously takes him out for the rest of our year.
Stanton back. I'm not going to ask you to give me a report after one game, but overall, how does he feel about things?
I feel really like he's, in his mind, also been building some really good momentum for about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks now, where I think it was really slow moving there for a while, and maybe he was even a little frustrated, but I felt like the knees started to really respond for him the last few weeks with how he's bounced back from the volume of activity he's had, from getting a ton of at-bats off live pitching down in Tampa to pretty rigorous agility work and defensive work. I think if you saw him run out his double last night,
right,
and move around the outfield, I thought he looked good and athletic. So it was a nice first night for him. He's back in there tonight in the DH spot, and he'll probably play the whole game tonight.
And so, right now you would think there's a very good chance he's going to be in excellent shape as far as the postseason goes.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get him, you know, a good amount of at-bats to get in a good rhythm and building some momentum going into October.
What's the expectations or what is the thoughts about CeCe going forward?
So CeCe, we actually spoke with him today, so he will – he'll pitch out of the pen for us moving forward, probably have an outing in Tampa where we'll give him a clean inning, and then probably have a hopefully another outing when we're in Texas where it could be any kind of situation. It could be the middle of an inning to face a lefty. It could be for a handful of hitters, more of a unscripted, unannounced, how does he respond to that kind of role? And you know, so we'll try and get him ready with a couple outings out of the pen so he can be prepared for that.
All right, so that will be his role, will be out of the pen in the postseason if he's, and again, you'll worry about the roster when you get there as far as that goes, but that's going to be his role as far as that. And do you look at Seve as, I mean, do you have a preference how you would like to utilize him, or do you feel pretty comfortable in either role?
He's got two more starts that hopefully he continues to build and look the part and everything. But I would anticipate him probably starting for us. You know, there could be a situation where he comes in a bulk kind of role, but I do envision him hopefully starting games for us in the postseason.
All right, you got you have a handful of games left. You got, I think, 10 games left, right? If I'm right. Yeah, no, nine games left now. Nine after last night, and they have nine. You're a game behind them, and they have nine, and so do you. How do you go through this in your mind as far as one eye on rest and one eye on the record?
Just constantly striking that balance. You know, I mean, tonight we got Judge and Glaber out of there. You know, Judge, with that dive, banged up his shoulder a little bit. You know, I think he's going to be all right. You know, Glaber's just the wear and tear, been a little dealing with some tightness in the lower half. So I DH'd him last night, trying to get him off the feed. I'll probably get him off a day on the turf when we're in Tampa. So just being mindful of making sure guys are fresh. But, you know, it's not much different than I do throughout the year. You know, we're trying to win games, and part of winning games is keeping guys fresh and keeping guys healthy and hopefully allowing them to be at their best when they are in their most all the days.
But is it something that you would, if the games are close, you'll push a little bit at just because it is that important, or is it something that you just have to let the chips fall where they may?
Well, I don't know about, I mean, yeah, we'll push. I mean,
okay.
But I would say we do that all the time. I mean,
right.
You know, if a pitcher's down, we'll be disciplined to those kind of things. But if we have our guys and we have a chance to win a game and the leverage is right, you know, we're trying to win games at this point. We feel like we've, you know, taken care of our bullpen and our pitchers. So they've been certainly worked regularly, but not overworked.
So you don't feel there's guys who need extra rest these last 9 days or stuff like that. You don't feel there's any need for that stuff, right? You can pretty much play it straight.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's just whether or not certain pitchers need, you know, especially out of the pen, do you feel they've had enough time off where they're heading into this in good shape as far
right.
as...
Right, and that's where it could be a little different, where we experiment with some roles for guys, and obviously having a number of pitchers, we're able to do that a little bit, but, you know, otherwise, you know, we're going out there and trying to win ball games.
Gotcha. All right. And that still makes sense. How is Sanchez coming along as far as his groin situation?
Pretty good. You know, we remain optimistic that he'll be back for the postseason and hopefully even a little bit before that. But I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm certain on that. Encarnacion is doing well. Actually took some dry swings, hit off the tee a little bit today, and is moving pretty well. So we feel optimistic with both of those guys that we'll have them back, whether it's by the last weekend of the season or not. I'm not sure. But, you know, do feel optimistic that they're going to be a part of the playoffs.
If your outfield is primarily Judge, Gaudy, and Stanton, is mm-hmm. Maben the fourth outfielder as far as for defense and everything? Is that going to be definitely his role?
Yeah, Maben would then be the fourth. Yes,
okay,
because
that's going to be a key role, obviously. So,
no question.
Yeah. So, and you feel comfortable with him in that role, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yes.
All right. And you mentioned Glaber. What's going on with him? I mean, as he tries to get 40 home runs and stuff, does he need extra rest this next week?
You know, maybe a little bit. Like tonight, I'm resting him. I DH'd him last night. He's doing fine. I mean, he's moving well. He's just the wear and tear of the season. He's just a little banged up, but so I'll probably pick a day for him as well on the turf in Tampa. You know, we have two off days around that series, so you can kind of build in a few off days that I think might be even beneficial. So for a couple of our guys that, you know, are just the wear and tear of the season, I'll be smart about picking spots where I give them a day that hopefully they can benefit. And the fact that we have a couple off days before the end of the season, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of that. And then obviously if we're able to win the division here, we'll have, you know, a handful of days before the series starts.
You know, he's played all year. He's played a lot of games. He's played two challenging positions, and he's put up 38 homers and 90 RBIs. He's had a great year. He really has. And he hasn't gotten as much attention as some other people get, despite how good he is at 22. But, I mean, that's an incredible season.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking actually about that today, Mike. You know, we talk all the time about DJ, and rightfully so. I mean, he's going to be one of those guys in the MVP conversation. We talk about Gio and his emergence, and I feel like sometimes Glaber gets a little bit lost in the shuffle for being 22 years old and being, I mean, he's a superstar player and continues to get better in every little way, and you know, we're certainly not in this position without him.
Plus, he's played 139 games this year in the middle infield. Yeah. He's been playing, you know, extensively. He's gone bounce back and forth between two very challenging positions, never had a problem with it, fielded well at both positions, and puts up those kind of numbers. I mean, that's an incredible season. It really is. He's had a remarkable year. He really has. And he's 22 years old.
He's 22. And you know, the thing I'm proud about is he's really gotten better at all the little things that, you know, have put him in position to have this kind of year, and it's been fun to watch him continue to grow.
How about Didi? Is Didi? I always wondered if Didi ever got fully healthy and back this year. Is he? Would you think he is as far as getting ready for the postseason? Is he completely like on top of his game?
Yeah, I think he's physically now in a good place. You know, he's had a couple times where he's had a little momentum stop him kind of getting on that real good roll. You know, obviously coming back from the injury and. In a pretty, you know, he was on the shorter end of the timeline. And then, you know, he hurt his finger that I think affected him a little bit, that he was kind of playing through, that it was at a time when he was really starting to swing the bat well, and I think that slowed him a little bit. And then he got hit in the shoulder, and, you know, so he's had little nagging things along the way that have kept him from really having that real hot streak. But I do feel like now he's physically in a good spot and you know, feel like he's got one of those really good runs on him in him, especially in October, where, you know, I feel like he's one of those guys that can really rise his game.
And we're talking about Aaron Boone, obviously, as the Yankees finish up these final days of the season, sitting on 99, as Aaron's going to be there as they get ready to not only, you know, celebrate again, but win the 100th game here in the next day. So it looks like you're going to go a lot with Scheller and LeMay at first, right? We'll see a lot of that. Will that be predominantly what we will see in the postseason, or do you think it'll be a mix of LeMay at third and at first?
It could be a mix. I mean, you know, it'll be a little bit of matchup, a little bit of, you know, hot hand. You know, obviously Luke and, you know, and is Edwin, you know,
right,
Encarnacion totally back in the mix,
right,
and things like that. So, you know, who are we facing? Are we facing a lefty? Are we facing a righty? Who's, frankly, the hottest at that point? What might factor in a little bit? So we feel like we'll have some really good options each and every day and try and put our best foot forward.
Will you push Stanton into the outfield so that you get one of those big boppers in it and don't use the spot as far as the DH for Stanton? Will you try to clear that so that one of those other guys get the DH spot?
Yeah, I'd really like to have Giancarlo in the outfield regularly once we get to the postseason. That's the goal. That's the hope. And, you know, I think that gives us the best chance of having the deepest, best lineup we could have. And, you know, and then if you need coverage, you know, with Maven or
will you carry five outfielders? You think
it's possible? You know, I think Tyler Wade would be in that mix. Depending,
oh, he could
on
be the swing guy. Okay,
how much? Right. How many pitchers we carry? You know, if we have a fourth,
you don't really need a utility infielder with LeMayu and Torres. You don't really need
right.
one.
Right, and because Wade, you know, we love his speed.
And he can pinch run for you. Absolutely.
His defensive versatility.
Right.
He kind of covers you in a lot of areas.
He does.
So.
And he gives you the pinch runner, too.
Yes.
Yes.
No question.
Yeah, which is key for you guys. I agree with that. Now, that makes plenty of sense. You could use that. Is Wade's defense up to it if you need him in a pinch in the outfield? Do you in a tight game, are you comfortable
yeah.
with him in the outfield?
Yeah, and more I'm getting really comfortable with him. He's worked really hard. He's pretty gifted defensively. I mean, his, like, a lot of times the speed doesn't always translate and how a guy defends in the infield or the outfield. He really does. He's got amazing range in the infield and especially at second base. He's a special defender at second. But I've been really impressed with how well he's played left field. I feel like we can throw him in center field and his athleticism really plays. And he's gotten more and more comfortable defensively. And yeah, I feel good about him in the outfield, and I think it's a role that's going to be important for him, not just, you know, this year, but moving forward in his career, having that versatility.
With the guys who will be, Aaron, on the postseason roster, who's your second best center fielder with behind Gaudy?
It would be Maven.
He would be Maven over Judge.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you could
yeah,
play Judge there in a pinch, right?
We could play. We could certainly, if we got in a bind, we could move. We'd feel comfortable moving Judgey over there. But
gotcha.
But Maven would be the guy if we needed a backup center
fielder. And can Wade play center field?
And Wade, I would feel like, you know, if we got in a spot, yes, I'd be comfortable throwing him out there.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks very much. We'll talk next week. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Take
all
care.
All right, Aaron Boone again doesn't have much on her mind yet. Waiting to hear. Just didn't found out about it today. We've had conflicting reports, so I'm not going to give you any information. And let's wait till we let the story unfold for itself. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.